Services honoring America's war dead were held in dozens of communities around Utah today. About 100 people gathered at the Fort Douglas Cemetery in Salt Lake City. Soldiers from the Utah National Guard led the service at Fort Douglas. Brigadier General Dallin Atack recognized the sacrifice of veterans from the Civil War through the recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan who were buried there, as well as the service of a returning Utah Guard unit that he plans to greet at Fort Dix, New Jersey, in just a few days.
These young men and young women, just like everybody else that's in uniform today, whether it be Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, or Coast Guard, are doing so voluntarily, each one of them having raised their hands and volunteered during a time of war.
The dignitaries then placed a wreath to honor the war dead at Fort Douglas, while an honor guard fired a salute. Shauna Holliday's grandparents are buried there.
I guess it's important for us to bring our kids and to give them. They were really young when we got out of the Army, and so it's important for us to share that with them.
The service also recognized the 54 prisoners of war from Germany, Italy, and Japan who are buried at Fort Douglas. Dan Bomas, KUER News.